Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, March 15th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. New legislation in Kazakhstan may impact foreign missions. The vanguard of Lebanon's revolution wears sneakers. Peers encourage them to turn to Christ. And Audio Scripture Ministries wants techies. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, religious freedom in Kazakhstan is in question as a new law is in parliament pending discussion. Bible Mission International's Beate Peters, translating for Franz Thiessen, says the legislation would greatly affect Christians and missions work would be hit hard, says Peters.
I think, first of all, it will be more complicated for foreign missionaries to come to our country. They will be under strict control and their activities will be limited.
Current laws in Kazakhstan guarantee religious freedom, but not all parts of the country abide by it, says Peters. Bible Mission asks Christians to join them in prayer.
Well, we are just entrusting the whole situation into the hands of the Lord. He knows better how to lead his church. We will pray that the Lord would somehow stop that law to be passed. But if he allows for that law to be passed, we pray to him to give us wisdom to act in the right way in these new conditions.
We turn next to Lebanon, where the Cedar Revolution is made up of the sons and daughters of a civil war society. The protesting leading edge for Lebanese freedom are mainly young people. Sat7's Glenn Hartson says in response, they're starting up a new outreach called Teens, aimed at these young people.
The youth are the ones that are being impacted by what's going on in Beirut right now, because they are the new generation, and they are sensing for the first time, literally in their lifetime, they have the ability to really express and be part of what could potentially be a new Beirut.
Hartson says youth are looking for youth as a voice to deal with what's happening in Lebanon. He says their hosts will do that and center the discussions around Christ.
If you can provide the right resources for them to avail themselves with, obviously that it has a Christian perspective, I think they're very eager to hear and to learn because they see this as an opportunity for their voices to be heard.
You're listening to Mission Network News. India's government changes have prompted one mission agency to issue a call for techies. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the climate changed significantly, as have the prospects.
The volume of recording opportunities has jumped on us, such that we're looking for people with a little technical background and a sense of adventure who would like to help us get these languages recorded and really set the foundation for ministry in these areas.
Dudenhofer says because the anti-conversion laws failed in India, they have an unusual opening. It's a window of opportunity that allows them to continue recording scriptures in the indigenous languages.
Right now, we need people who would be able to give us preferably 2 weeks to 2 months at least and to work with our Indian national ministries and provide them with a little technical backup, a little technical support, and even spend the time in actually recording a language that's been translated.
Elsewhere, reports indicate the AIDS epidemic continues to devastate families and churches in Zambia. IN Network Zambia says their latest figures show that their women and girls are most vulnerable to the HIV virus, with more than 3 out of 5 testing positive. As many organizations are confronting the epidemic, some positive change has been seen in the fight against the spread of AIDS. IN Network teaches families, singles, and youth groups the Christian message of hope and truth that are found in Jesus. And medical professionals across Latin America gained valuable training through HCJB World Radio's annual medical conference held last month in Ecuador. Over half of the 500 conference participants took part through video conferencing. Professors from the U.S., Colombia, and Ecuador focused their training on healthcare for the elderly, including physical, social, psychological, and spiritual aspects of care. Healthcare is one way HCJB expresses their passion of doing whatever it takes so that all may hear the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.